我们要面对的挑战是什么呢
？What is the crisis that we shall face？
我要分享的就是面对信仰的挑战。
I would like to share with you the challenge of our faith。
那在这些挑战当中呢，我们发现到这些挑战也是信仰的危机来的。
Amongst all of these challenges, we also realize that they become our crisis。
特别在这堂道理当中，我们会听到天使。亲自的说出今日信徒的信仰状况。
Especially in this afternoon sermon, we'll be able to listen to the angels who personally talk about the state of faith of the believers.
所以这一堂也是很重要，也是每个人都要听进去的。
Therefore, this afternoon sermon is also a very important one for everyone to hear.
因为这是天使亲自讲，我们今天的信仰状况到底怎样。
Because it's a message from the angel personally about the state of our faith today.
那今天的信仰是一个怎么样的信仰呢
？What kind of faith do we have today?
今天的信仰要面对许许多多的挑战。
And today's faith, we all face different kinds of trials and challenges.
那当主耶稣在讲末世时期的时候
，When the Lord Jesus talked about the end times,
他告诉我们末世信仰有十种挑战。
Jesus talked about the 10 types of challenges in the end times.
就是有信仰有十种的危机。
There are 10 crises in the end times.
就没有发现到这个主耶稣讲的这个信仰危机。
Do you notice this crisis to our faith in the last days?
请看马太福音书二十四章。
Return to Gospel according to Matthew chapter 24.
注意哦，二十四章是主耶稣在讲世界末日的情形哦。
Take note that in chapter 24, Jesus talked about the situation of the last days.
在讲世界末日情形，特别是关心的，在讲我们末日信仰的。
Especially with regards to the situation of the last days in terms of the crisis of our faith.
一般人都是放在啊世界战争啊灾难，大家的注意都放在这里。
Generally, people pay their attention to the wars and battles that happen in the last days.
但是主耶稣的重点是放在我们的信仰上。
But the focus of the Lord Jesus is only placed in our faith.
那信仰是怎么样的信仰呢
？So what kind of faith is this?
会遭遇到什么样的遭遇呢
？What kind of experience will we face?
你要怎样去面对它呢
？And how do we face them?
你准备好了吗
？Are you ready for them?
来，马太福音书二十四章。
Let's read Matthew chapter 24.
九节到十三节。
Verse 9 to verse 13.
你们读的时候。请注意哦，有十个信仰的状况，信仰的危机。
When you read, you find this 10 crisis or 10 situation of our faith.
一二三
，verse nine.
那时人要把你们陷在患难里，也要杀害你们，你们又要为我的名被万民恨恶。那时必有许多人跌倒。也要彼此陷害，彼此恨恶，却有好些假先知起来迷惑多人，只因不法的事增多，许多人的爱心才渐渐冷淡了。唯有忍耐到底的，必然得救。阿门。哦，前面都是在讲世界的动乱啊，打仗、地震，那种种的灾难。
It talks about all kinds of disasters, turmoil, and wars in the world.
那一直到第九节的时候，主耶稣说，那个时候，在这个时候呢，就关乎到我们的信仰、我们的灵魂、生命了。
Comes verse 9, then it is all about our faith and our life.
那第一个危机是什么呢
？What is the first crisis？
哦，我们会遭遇到患难。
We will face tribulation。
这个患难是从哪里来呢
？Where did tribulation come from？
主耶稣说，有人要把我们陷在患难里面。
Jesus said that they will deliver us into tribulation。
这些人是谁
？Who are these？
谁要把我们陷在患难里
？Who are they who want to deliver us into tribulation？
有时这些人是指外面的人，外邦人。
Sometimes this may refer to the Gentiles or the outsiders。
特别是那个魔鬼撒旦的人。
Especially people of Satan。
那第二个有人有时是指我们自己家里的人。
And the second type could have been your own family members.
你没有发现到现在有时我们家里有这么多事情，有这么多患难，是家里人造成的，你没有发现到吗
？Don't you notice that a lot of our problems and tribulation has stemmed from our own family members?
有些人的孩子不听话，在外面乱来，在外面吸毒，在外面怎么样打架。 那不是造成把家里把父母陷在犯难里吗？不是这样吗？
Some children have been very mischievous and they go out and do all the naughty things and bad things and they also put their family or their parents in a bad name.
有时做丈夫的做爸爸的哈、哦、没有忠心，在外面乱搞女人，乱七八糟，在那边欠债赌博，搞到整个家、整个孩子、整个太太、整个家人陷在犯难里，你没有发现到这样吗？
And some husbands do not keep their duty as husbands, and they look for extramarital affairs, and they also gamble, and they cause the whole family to plunge into a turmoil.
当然，也有因为违了信仰，要信主，要进入真教会，被逼迫、被打、被警告，吼，断绝关系。
And also,
那么就陷入犯难里，难道不是这样吗？
There are also some who are willing to break up ties with their families just because they wanted to believe in Christ.
总之。我们的信仰当中，牧师信仰当中，我们会遇到患难。
All in all, we will all be bound to face tribulation in the last days.
这些患难呢，是有人要把我们，因为他们而把我们陷在患难里面的。
And these tribulations will come upon us because there are the people who will want to deliver us into the tribulation.
第二种危机是什么呢？
What is the second crisis?
主耶稣说，我们会遭受到生命的杀害。
Jesus said that our lives will be at stake.
所以接下去，主耶稣说，也有人要杀害我们，也要。杀害我们。
And Jesus also said that there will be people who want to kill us.
这时我们能不能够为主牺牲生命呢？
At this point, will you be willing to sacrifice your life for the sake of Jesus?
你是要保存生命、爱惜生命，还是为主牺牲生命、失去生命呢？
Are you one who is trying to your best to protect your own life, and also, or are you one who is willing to sacrifice for Jesus?
其实主耶稣有讲过这篇道理。
Jesus has once taught about this sermon.
那些人真正爱惜生命的，反而是伤了灵魂生命；那些为主耶稣失去生命的，反而他保存了他的永远的生命。
And those who love their lives will at the end lose it, and those who sacrifice their lives for the Lord's sake will keep it.
你因为爱惜自己的生命，不肯为主牺牲。
Since you love your own life and you are not willing to sacrifice for the Lord.
结果你失去的是真正的生命，永远的生命。
And ultimately, you will be losing the true life, which is eternal life.
你为主为福音，宁愿失去生命。
If you are willing to sacrifice your life for the sake of the gospel and the Lord Jesus.
但是你却得到的是永远永永远远的真正的生命。
In exchange, you are able to gain an eternal true life.
你准备好了吗？
Are you ready for that?
好，第三个信仰危机。
Third crisis to our faith.
这里主耶稣说。为主的名要被什么万民恨恶啊？被万民恨恶。
Jesus said that you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake.
昨天我们讲用两堂道理在讲真教会到处被毁谤啊，这篇信息。
Yesterday we spent two sermons to expound on the message that the true Jesus Church will be hated and slandered.
就是主耶稣现在这里说的，为了主的名被万民恨恶。
That's what Jesus is telling us. You will be hated by all nations for my name's sake.
特别我们提到真耶稣教会这个名字这个招牌，人家看到这招牌就讨厌。
Especially when we talk about the name of the church, True Jesus Church, people hate this signboard.
那可是我们偏偏又是这个教会里面的信徒。
And yet we are still a part of this church.
所以有些人不敢承认他是真耶稣教会，他只是我是信耶稣的，我信耶稣，都不敢讲他是属哪个什么教会，你的教会叫什么名。
That's why some of us are afraid to even say that we are from a true Jesus church, and all that they say are that they are only Christians.
耶稣说会遭受给万民哦，就是各种不同的种族都会讨厌我们的哦。
Here Jesus says that you will be hated by all nations, that means all tribes and all races around the world.
那么第四个危机是什么呢？
What is the fourth crisis?
看回第十节。
Verse 10.
那时呢，必有许多人跌倒。
Many will be offended.
我们要面对到信仰的一个危机，就是有许多人跌倒了。
We will face this crisis of our faith where many will fall.
而且耶稣很肯定的说，必有。那就是一定有。
And here Jesus speaks with certainty that surely there will be many.
而且不是有一些人，而是说一定有很多人。
Not just a few, but rather very a big number of people.
你听好好来了，你看好好来了。
And take note of this.
很多人会不会也包括我跟你在里面呢？
And will you and I be included in this group of people?
如果有一点人，有一些人，有少部分人跌倒，可能你跟我不会在里面呐，可能呐。
If it was just a few of them or a small minority of them, perhaps you and I wouldn't be listed.
但是主耶稣说很多人的时候
，But here Jesus says many.
我就开始担心了。
Then I start to worry.
会不会我也在里面，我也会跌倒
？Will I also be included as one of them?
我已经讲了，你们现在看到我这么好，这么坚强。
As I mentioned, you see me as a strong person.
明年呢？
But what about next year?
后年呢?
What about the year to come?
十年后呢?
What about 10 years later?
我软弱的时候我就变了，我骄傲的时候我就变了，我贪心的时候我就变了，不是吗?
When I fall into my weakness, when I become proud, when I become greedy, I will change.
我心里不圣洁的时候我就跌倒了，不是吗?
When I'm unholy in my heart, I will fall.
所以要警醒哦。
Therefore, be vigilant.
耶稣说那时必有许多人会跌倒的哦。
Jesus says many will fall.
圣经也常常勉励我们。
As the Bible also encourages,
自己认为不会的，绝对不会是我的，我不会跌倒的。那跌倒的最快的就是你。
Those who think themselves who will not fall, and they will be the first to fall.
那彼得不是这样子吗
？Isn't that what happened to Peter?
跟耶稣说，就算其他人会跌倒，就是他的同工啊，那些其他门徒，就算他们会跌倒，我不会的，主啊，你相信我，我不会的。跌倒最快就是他。
He confidently announced to everyone that he would not fall, and he promised Jesus that he wouldn't do it. And at the end, he was the first to deny Jesus.
这当然，我们也这样跌倒的时候，当然是主耶稣最难过、最伤心的事情。
And there are times where we fall, and it also hurts the heart of Jesus.
特别是个传道人跌倒，那更痛苦、更伤心了。
Most especially when it is a preacher who has fallen, and that is most heartbreaking. 我们
现在正在讲末世信仰的挑战。
We are now talking about the crisis of our faith in the last days.
这是耶稣讲的。第四种挑战。
That's the fourth crisis mentioned by Jesus.
那第五个挑战是什么呢
？What is the fifth crisis?
继续看下去。
Let's read on.
这里主耶稣说，那时呢，彼此会陷害，彼此会恨恶。
Then they will betray one another and hate one another.
我们怎么会这样做呢？
Why would we,
不可能吧
？Why would we possibly do that?
是的，我们不会彼此陷害，不会彼此。恨恶不会。
And yes, we won't betray one another. We won't hate one another.
因为我跟你，我们是绵羊。
That's because you and I are sheep.
我们是麦子啊。
We are the tares.
麦子跟绵羊当然不会彼此陷害喽，当然不会喽。
And the sheep and the tares will not harm or hurt.
但是如果你是山羊，你是麦子，肯定会。
But if you are the goat or the weed, you will surely hurt another.
决定就是在你到底是山羊还是绵羊，是麦子还是麦子，是良铺还是恶铺。如果是恶的，是山羊，是恶的，一定会彼此陷害。
Therefore, the determining factor is whether or not you are the goat or the sheep or the tare or the weed or the weaker servant or the good servant. And if you are one of them, that if you are the wicked one, then you will hurt one another.
其实我们在马来西亚你都看得到这件事情。
And you can already see this in Malaysia.
我们马来西亚的教会不是曾经产生分裂吗？教会很大的分裂吗
？Don't you notice that we had a major division?
那些分裂的那些人。离开总会，难道不是很恨我们吗
？And those who departed or detached from the GA of the GS Church, they
不是很讨厌我们吗
？They hated us.
不是连跟我们打招呼都不要吗？你要跟他打招呼，他都不要的，知道吗
？You wanted to say hi.
不是我们不要跟他打招呼，我们要跟他打招呼，他看都不看你的呀。
You wanted to greet them, but they wouldn't want to even have a look at you.
昨天张牧家是不是在讲这件事情啊？昨天呢
？Deacon Luke had mentioned about this.
他们是兄弟，是亲戚。要谈话都不能的呀。
They've been relatives and a family, and yet they're unable to talk.
那感觉就是在彼此恨恶啊！你恨我，我恨你啊！可是我们没有恨他呀。
They are hating.
是他恨我们啊。
One another, although we are not the ones hating, but they hate us.
那主耶稣这里说彼此恨恶啊，双方都在恨呐、啊。
And yet Jesus said that they will hate one another.
原来是指山羊讲的，不是指我们讲的。
And this refers to the goats, not to the sheep.
后来那帮反对的人，那些离开的人，彼此恨恶啊！他们后来又分裂，他们彼此又不和睦，自己又设立一间教会，然后彼此攻击，彼此恨恶，他们真的是彼此恨恶。
And again, this church, which has detached from the GA, they have also divided among themselves, and they hate one another.
但是他们之前是我们教会的人啊，是我们一家人来的呀。
But previously, we were all once a family and one church.
不是说是外邦人啊，不是呀。
They are not the Gentiles.
这是就是跌倒了咯。
And yet they have fallen.
耶稣很早就讲了会这样了。
The Lord Jesus had prophesied that this will happen.
但是如果你是绵羊，一定不会。
But if you are the sheep, it will not happen.
但是绵羊会变山羊的，知道吗？
But take note that even a sheep can turn into the goat.
你本来就是好好很谦卑很柔和的，突然变山羊啊！
You could have been meek and humble before, and suddenly you change.
好，那第六个挑战是什么？
What is the sixth crisis?
所以就说，而且呢，要面对好多先知的迷惑啊，好多假先知的迷惑。
Then many false prophets will rise to deceive men.
先知是传讲神话语的。
Prophets are those who preach the word of God.
但主耶稣说这些是假的。
And yet Jesus calls them the false ones.
他们也会说他们有神的启示，也有他们也说我是传讲神的话。
They will claim that they are also the ones receiving revelation from God and they preach the word of God.
那事实上神没有启示他们。
In reality, God did not have any revelation.
情形就是列王记上十三章的那个老先知 的样本。
And this is also the same case happening in 1 Kings chapter 13 about this old prophet.
哦，那个老先知迷惑啊，陷害这个年轻先知的时候，他怎么说？你知道吗
？What did the old prophet say when he wanted to deceive the young prophet?
哎，你不要以为你是先知哦，我也是先知啊。
Don't think that you are the only prophet. I'm also the prophet.
你跟我都是神的仆人哦，你跟我都是传讲神话语的人，我也是哦。
Both you and I are the servants of God, and we all preach the word of God.
而且我做先知的时候，你还没有出生呢，都还没有当先知呢。
To top it up, I was the prophet before you were born.
我也有得到神的启示。
I also received revelation from God.
结果就被骗了。
And then the young prophet was cheated.
因为神根本没有启示的。
Because God did not reveal anything to the old prophet.
这个就是假先知。
And he was a false prophet.
起来要迷惑许多的人。
False prophets will rise to deceive many.
这是我们信仰上要面对的。
This will be what we face in our faith.
你小心哦，这些假先知不是一直在讲外面哦，我们以前都一直讲外面啊，外教会啊，其他呀。
Be very careful. We used to talk about this false prophets being outside.
曾几何时，我们真教会哦，一个时期不有一个时期又一个时期，不懂经过多少时期，也出了不少假先知出来。
But there came a time when some false prophets arose from among ourselves.
嗯，也是说他有神的启示啊，圣灵跟他讲呀。
Who claimed also received a revelation through the Holy Spirit.
但有许多人，不少的人都被迷惑跟从他们啊。
And many have also fallen and were deceived by them.
你看我们真教会的历史，从1917到今天，这种迷惑、这种假先知，你以为会少吗？不少啊。
And take note that our True Jesus Church started in 1917, and with there very little deception. There was a lot of deception.
原来耶稣很早就先预告给我们知道了。
And the Lord Jesus had already warned us before.
末世的信仰情形真的要面对这一切一切的挑战，一切一切的危机。
That in the last days, we will be bound to face all of these challenges and this crisis.
那还没讲完呢。
That's not the end.
那第七个危机是什么？
What is the seventh crisis?
还要面对不法的事增多的挑战。
Lawlessness will abound.
十二节说，不法的事不是越来越少，不法的事会越来越多。
Verse 12 tells us that lawlessness will be on the increase.
你不要自以为那个是外面的罪恶啊，不法的事越来，那外面肯定是了。
Don't assume that this is only referring to the outside world. It is sure to be lawless.
如果外面的那些不法的事增多，对我们信徒应该影响不大的，因为我们都是在教会里面生活的，在主耶稣里面敬拜神的。
However, the lawless things outside of the church may not affect us directly because we are all kept in the church of God to worship God.
啊。不会直接影响我们，因为我们都不理他们的，我们也不跟从他们这样做的。
It does not directly affect us because we do not follow their footsteps.
但是你没有注意到。
But if you must notice.
如果不法的事在真耶稣教会里面，在教会里面越发增多的时候，那怎么办？我问你。
What if lawlessness starts to grow and happen in a church?
你以为在真耶稣教会里面，在末世的真教会里面，没有不法的事吗？
Do you think
这些不法的事，而且越来越多的时候，你怎么办呢
？Do you think that there will be no lawless things happening in the church in the last days? It will be on the increase.
我看我要被人家责备的了，又来讲这种吼没有造就的话了。
I believe I might be rebuked for saying this kind of so-called edifying thing.
请你先去跟耶稣讲吧，耶稣，你这样讲是不对的，你这样讲是没造就的。
If you meant to rebuke me, you must rebuke Jesus first for even starting this topic.
你没看到现在教会里面不合乎真理的事越来越多吗？你没有发现到吗
？Don't you notice that there will be more and more things happening in the church that are against the truth？
不合乎神旨意的事也不少啊，也越来越多啊，不合乎神旨意的带领啊。
They are not aligned with the truth of the gospel。
谦卑的人就明白。
And those who are humble enough, they will understand.
圣灵充满敏感度，属灵敏感度很敏感的人，他一听，他一看，一进来他就感受到，他就知道。
And those who are spiritually attuned and filled with the Holy Spirit, they will be able to observe it and feel it.
所以我们的第七个危机，信仰挑战、信仰危机是教会里面不法的事会越来越多。
Therefore, the seventh crisis in the last days is that there will be a lot of things which are on the increase in our church.
如果这些牧者、这些传道人、这些长老、这些执事，又不忠心，又要做好人，又要体贴肉体、体贴人的感情、人的面子，这些事情就会越发增多，更加多。
If our, if our shepherds, our deacons, and our ministers continue to want to give face and pass favors, and all of these lawless things will continue to increase greatly.
第八个信仰的危机,
the eighth crisis
也是很严重的,
is also a serious one.
这是什么呢?
What is it?
主耶稣说, 人的爱心会渐渐冷淡。
The Lord Jesus says that the love of many will grow cold.
你看起来好像没什么吗？就是爱心，缺少爱心嘛。
It looks as though it is not a big deal because the love is just lacking.
你还感觉不到它的严重性是吗？
And yet you can't feel how serious it could be.
你知道这个爱心渐渐冷淡的严重性在哪里？
Can you tell what is the severity of losing our love?
你注意看，耶稣说，诫命中第一却是最大的是什么？
And take note of what Jesus talked about, the first and greatest commandment of all.
耶稣说就是爱神爱人。
Jesus says is that to love God and love man.
而且耶稣接下去说这是一切道理的总纲啊。
And Jesus elaborates further, this is the summary of all commandments.
所有的道德所有的勉励的最重要的总纲就是爱神爱人就是爱的道理。
That's the most important conclusion of all commandments, that's to love God and love
man. 但这种爱心的事渐渐冷淡了、啊、那不言不担忧吗？
Love of many will grow cold. Isn't this something worrying?
所以今天的很多人对爱神的心不是渐渐冷淡的吗？
And don't you see that many of us, our love for God is growing cold?
哪还有像以前这么热忱的爱主？哪有这种爱啊？这种热忱啊？
And where is our zealous love that we once had for Jesus?
你单单看我们的敬拜就可以知道的，我们爱神有多少，我们就知道了那个热忱有多少。
Just by looking at our worship every day, and you can already tell how much love we have for God.
你看我们今天的灵恩会是怎样参加的，信徒怎样参加的，你就了解了。
And you can just see how our members participate in a spiritual convocation today. You can tell.
我们也会参加，但是那个爱神的那种心呢，渐渐冷淡。
Yes, we'll still join, we'll still attend the spiritual convocation, but our love for God has gone cold.
有些选择性的来参加一下，来出现一下，然后就没有了。Amen. 我已经来了，我有参加了。
Some of us will selectively participate in certain sessions, and they will not join everything.
你看以前的圣餐。
But look at the past Holy Communion.
请假都要请假来领圣餐的。
And the last time, people all wanted to take leave.
听到主耶稣受苦，听到主耶稣受难，听到主耶稣被打，爱神的心哦，就越发的增多，然后就感觉到自己亏欠神。
When they hear
about 主耶稣这么辛苦，主耶稣这么难过，我心里听了都难过。
How the Lord Jesus had been flogged, had been hurt, and had been beaten and mocked at, and their hearts were broken.
这种表现，这种很自然的表现，就是你爱神的心很多。
And this is
爱主的心很强。
The natural manifestation of their love for God, which is great.
但是今天哪还有这种感觉、啊、
？But where do we find such love for God anymore?
其实没有感觉的时候，那就是说明你爱神的心已经渐渐冷淡，已经很冷了。
When you don't have much feeling for the Holy Communion, that already shows that your love for God has gone cold.
谈到主耶稣死、耶稣的痛苦、耶稣的担忧，好像是一种听故事跟我没关系的那种感觉，没有关系的。
And suffering, and also the concerns of the Lord Jesus seem as though they have nothing to do with you.
这个就是这个爱心渐渐冷淡的可怕地方，跟它严重的地方。
And this is the severity, and what is most worrying about your love for God getting cold.
这种爱心渐渐冷，不只是说对人爱心渐渐冷淡，对神的爱心更是渐渐冷淡啊。
Not only has your love for man gone cold, your love for God has gone cold.
糟糕了啦，我们信仰变成这样，实在糟糕了。
This is indeed terrible.
这就是今日的信仰。传道要讲的重点今日的信仰。
That's also the key point I want to stress to you for today's faith.
好，第九个挑战是什么？
What's the ninth crisis?
主耶稣告诉我们，末世的信仰要做好忍耐的功课。
The Lord Jesus here tells us to work on the work of endurance.
要建立忍耐的信仰。
We must be able to build an enduring faith.
所以十三节说，唯有忍耐到底的必然得救。主耶稣要我们建立这种忍耐的信仰，做好忍耐的功课。
Which is why you see in verse 13, he who endures to the end shall be saved. And Jesus wants us to do the work of endurance.
主耶稣还特别说，唯有就是唯一的，在这个时候，在种种信仰的这种危机中。信仰的种种的冷淡中，我们现在要做的是要忍耐，忍耐到底。
Jesus here talks about this exclusiveness about this person. Only he who endures to the end shall be saved.
而且这种忍耐呢，是要应付刚才讲的上面的八种九种的那种信仰状况，要应对它，要应付它的。
And this endurance is used to counter all the crises that we read before.
好了，就算我们有其中的几样软弱了。
And perhaps we fall into one of these few weaknesses.
比如说，爱情的也已经渐渐冷淡，也是事实了。
Let's say that our love for God has already gone cold. That is a fact.
这个时候我要怎么做呢
？What should I do then?
我还是要忍耐到底。
I must endure to the end.
我虽然有这么多亏欠
，although I have fallen short.
可是我对我的信仰，我要坚。坚持到底，我要忍耐到底，我不离开神，不离开教会，不离开主，不离开真理，我要忍下去。人家怎样笑我，怎样骂我，我要忍下去。
But I will persevere, I will persist, and I will endure to the very end, no matter how hard it is, no matter how people mock at me, I will endure in my faith, in my church.
这种忍耐就包括有一种坚持到底的意思。
And this endurance means we have to endure and persist to the end.
是啊，你是很软弱，没错啊，你真的很软弱啊。
And yes, indeed, we are weak.
你现在爱世界多过爱神，你是真的呀。
And now it is true that you love the world more than you love God.
然后就放弃吗？
But do you want to give up everything now?
耶稣忍耐到底吧，忍下去吧，坚持下去吧。
Jesus says that endure, endure to the end.
这样可以得救。
And then you shall be saved.
加上神怜悯，或许可以得救。
With the mercy of God, perhaps you might be saved.
好，那第十个信仰挑战是什么呢
？What's the tenth crisis?
第十个就是要面对信仰的后果，信仰的绝迹。
That's to face the conclusion or the outcome of our faith.
请问信仰的后果是什么？信仰的绝迹是什么
？What is this outcome or this consequence about?
这里说这样呢，必然得救，有没有？忍耐到底，必然得救，有没有
？It says that surely you shall be saved.
那反方向来讲，另一方面来讲。就是灭亡不得救。
But contrary to this, it also means that those who cannot, they will not be saved.
信仰只有两个结果。
There are only two outcomes to faith.
你不是必然得救，就是必然灭亡。
Either you are saved or you would be destroyed.
只有这两个结果而已。
There are only these two consequences.
只有这两个绝迹而已。
There are only these two outcomes.
不可能有第三个绝迹。
There will not be a third outcome.
第三个绝迹就是我不能够得救，但是我也没有灭亡，那你就是半天掉喽。
The third outcome,
也不得救也不灭亡，那是半天掉是吗
？You assume that you are neither saved nor destroyed, and are you hanging in mid-air?
你没有进天国，也没有下地狱嘛？那不是掉在半空中吗
？You are not in heaven, you are not in hell. Are you hanging in the mid-air?
请问有这样的信仰，有这样的信仰的吗
？Is there such a faith?
有掉在半空中的吗
？Is there a faith that guarantees?
你不要傻了，没有这样的信仰，也没有这样的结果，绝对没有。
That hangs you in mid-air. There's no such faith.
信仰只有两个结果，不是得。得救就是一定灭亡，两个而已。
There are only two outcomes to our faith. Either you are saved or you are destroyed.
不是进天国就是下地狱的，没有中间的。
Either you go to heaven or go to hell.
不要被骗，知道吗？不要自我安慰自己，感觉到没有进天国，但是也没有下地狱啊。那你去哪里？半天掉呀。
Do not be fooled.
没有这样的道理，没有这样的真理，没有这样的应许。
That you could actually end up somewhere in the middle. There's no such promise.
这个就是要面对信仰的后果。信仰的绝迹。
And this is how we need to face the consequence of our faith and the outcome of our faith.
那耶稣说，忍耐到底的必然得救。
Jesus says that those who endure to the end shall be saved.
你能忍下去吗
？Are you able to endure?
还是早都已经不需要忍，连忍都不需要忍
？Or have you already given up long ago?
好，这个就是耶稣说的，在末日的时候，末日时段的十个信仰的危机。
These are the ten crises that the Lord Jesus has spoken about the last days.
那主耶稣又在启示录当中，在他的最后的讲道当中，他讲出末世信仰的两种光景，两种情形。
The Lord Jesus had also described to us in the book of Revelation regarding the two scenarios in the faith of the last days.
请注意哦，启示录是主耶稣的最后讲道。
The book of Revelation is actually the last sermon of the Lord Jesus.
因为讲完了，你再看下去就没有了嘛，就结束了嘛。
After the book of Revelation, there's no more.
我们来看启示录二十二章。
We look at Revelation chapter 22.
我们来读十节到十二节。
verse 10 to verse 12.
来一起读一二三。他又对我说，不可封了这书上的意，因为日期近了。不义的叫他仍旧不义，无畏的叫他仍旧无畏，唯义的叫他仍旧唯义，圣洁的叫他仍旧圣洁。看啊，我必快来，在我要照个人所行的报应他。这是主耶稣最后的警告，最后的讲道。
This is the final sermon, the final warning from the Lord Jesus.
主耶稣是说出了末世信仰的两种光景，两种结果。
The Lord Jesus has here described these two scenarios, the two consequences of our faith in the last days.
第一种信仰光景就是神已经任凭你了，神不会再理你了。
The first scenario to our faith is that God will let you alone.
他也不会再骂你，更不会去管教你。
God will
骂你都他都不会，他都不要了。
No longer chastise you nor scold you.
你想做什么你就做什么。
You can do whatever you want.
你想不来守安息，你就不守安息。
You don't want to keep the Sabbath day, you don't have to keep.
你想去做，你想去得罪神做话，你就 go ahead 吧。
You want to transgress against God? Go ahead.
所以这个才叫做不义的叫他人就不义啊，无畏的叫他人就无畏啊，懒惰的叫他继续懒惰啊，犯罪的叫他继续犯罪啊，不然怎样解释？
He who is filthy, let him be filthy still. Who is unrighteous, let him be unrighteous still. Those who are lazy, those who are sinful, let them be.
你看到吗？这里神没有警告他的，这里神没有劝他的，没有的。
Here God
连骂都没有的。
God no longer rebukes them or advises them or exhorts them.
这个是末世信仰的一个可怕的情景，可怕的光景，可怕的这种情形。
There's a scenario of the last days that is most frightening.
意思说神已经任凭你了。
That means God will allow you to do anything you want.
讲清楚，神已经放弃了。
To put it plainly, God has given you up.
你没有看过一些新闻，看过一些朋友讲，这个孩子在父母亲已经不要了。
Haven't you seen
不要了。
News about some children who have been forsaken or given up by their parents.
他要怎样就怎样吧。不要理他了。
Their parents will just let them go, and whatever the children want to do, they let them do.
父母对这个孩子已经心已经死了。
And because the parents have already lost hope, and their heart for the children is dead.
好像跟他已经没有关系，他做什么都好，被警察抓也好，被人家杀死也好，不关我的事了。有没有这样的感？有没有听过这样的事？有没有看过这样的事
？Whatever evil things their children do, and the parents will act as though they have cut ties, and they will just let them be and be captured by the police.
如果神也对我们这样，对他的对我们这样，那不是很可怕吗
？If this were to happen between God and us, wouldn't it be so frightening?
是啊，所以我才说这是耶稣最后讲到中很最可怕的情景啊。
Which is why I call this the most frightening scenario of the last days.
就是我太太时常跟我讲的 up to you, up to you.
That's what my wife often say to me, up to you.
你喜欢了，你决定了，你要做什么就做了。
Do whatever you want.
如果信仰上神也这样跟我们讲 up to you 啊，你死啊，跟你讲。
But if God were to say this to us up to you, then you are doomed.
我今天他在跟我讲 up to you， 我觉得很光荣啊，他尊重我，他抬举我，他给我荣耀，他给我自由 up to you。
Today, my wife says up to me, up to you. I thought as though she gave me freedom.
是我们的尊荣啊，是不是他们给我们的荣耀呀
？Is the honor and the freedom that the wife gives?
但是神如果也这样跟你讲，你犯罪也是这样，你不来聚会也这样，你不，那是你要哭啊！主耶稣，我不要 up to you 哦，不要哦。
If the same words were uttered by God to you, and this is a time that you need to cry because you are doomed.
主耶稣，你管教我吧！主耶稣，你骂我吧！主，你骂我吧！我愿意被你骂。你那次打我，你打我，我也愿意啊。
Oh Lord, please chastise me, scold me, and beat me up.
所以今天你听到道理，还有会责备你的，你要感谢主。我真的跟你讲，你要感谢主。跪下来祷告说，感谢主耶稣。还会再被责备。
If you hear any sermon today that can still prick your heart, that can still make you, that can still hurt your feelings,
你不信你自己再好好的祷告后再读一次啊？什么叫做不义的叫他人就不义，无畏的叫他人就无畏
？You should kneel down to pray and give thanks, another because you do not want to be the one that do all the evil things, but God let you be.
圣灵没有感动你的哦，圣灵在没有责备你的，什么都没有的。
And the Holy Spirit will stop touching your heart.
那我看今天的信仰，有一些人的信仰似乎好像是这样了。
But what I can see is some of our faith here is already in that stage.
所以我们在教会牧养教会的，我们心里很着急。
And that's why I think that the pastors of the church, the shepherds of the church, they are worried.
可是很多人蒙叉叉在睡觉，以为我们看真好，这个传道多好，都没有骂我的，感谢主，哇，他多温柔啊，他我很喜欢这个传道，我糟糕啊，你还蒙叉叉啊你。
But many of our believers today are still very blurred and very oblivious of the situation, and they even thank the preachers for not disturbing them.
那么牧师的另一个信仰状况是怎样呢？
So what's another scenario of the last days?
那就是蒙神保守的信仰。
And that's the faith that's protected by God.
神怎么保守他呢？
How would God protect?
如果他是圣洁的，叫他人就圣洁；他是唯义的，叫他继续唯义。
If he is righteous, let him continue to be righteous.
他是爱主的，叫他继续爱主；他是热心的，叫他继续爱心。
If he is one who loves the Lord, let him continue to love the Lord.
那就是蒙神保守他的那种热心，保守住他的爱心，保守住他的信仰，叫他继续这样做。
That he is actually protected and preserved by God in terms of his faith, he is preserved to continue.
这是主耶稣在最后的讲道中提出的末世信仰的两个光景。
This is the two scenarios pointed out by the Lord Jesus regarding the faith of the last days in his final sermon.
讲完这两个末世信仰光景过后呢，主耶稣做一个结论。
After talking about these two scenarios of the last days, Jesus made a conclusion.
就是十二节就是结论。
Verse 12 is a conclusion.
他说看啊，他快就要来，他很快就来了。
Behold, he will come very quickly.
是刑罚还是奖赏？主耶稣决定。
Is it judgment or is it punishment or reward?
那主耶稣的决定呢，是要奖赏你还是惩罚你呢？审判你呢？就照个人所行的来报应他。
It will be by the discretion of the Lord Jesus, and everyone will be accorded, or rewarded, accordingly.
那你无畏继续无畏，你犯罪继续犯罪，那你怎样得救哦？你所行的是这样，那神审判了就这样对待你喽。
When the filthy is been let alone to continue to be filthy, and how can he change? He will be he will be punished later.
所以圣经常常说，就照你所行的报应你，要把这句话存在心里啊。
And therefore, when the Bible says that you will be repaid according to your deeds, and this is something that we have to keep in our heart.
你说这是你的自由，今天传道讲的自由啊、人权啊、平等，那是有界限的，那要付出代价的，是不是没有代价的？
This morning, Preacher Panga had talked about this freedom of, that we all want, and there is a limit, and there is also a price to pay.
我是我的人权啊。
And you want
我懒惰是我个人的事情啊。
And I don't have love, or I'm lazy. This is my human right. This is my personal matter.
到最后哦，你要为你这种行为付出代价，死亡的代价。
But at the end, you have to pay a price for this very behavior that will.
因为耶稣说嘛，照你所行的报应你啊，你所行的就是这样啊。
Because Jesus says that you will be repaid according to your deeds.
那既然是这样，
if that's the case,
那你现在自己看看自己了。
Look at yourself now.
你的行为是神任凭你的信仰，还是蒙神保守的信仰？
Is this your faith? Is that a faith that has been led by God to grow worse or to grow better?
这么困难翻译吗？你的信仰是 up to you 的信仰，还是神保守的信仰？这样比较清楚了。
Is your faith the up to you faith or the faith that's been protected by God?
好，那我们先，那是主耶稣讲的哈，今日的信仰是主耶稣讲的，今日末世信仰状况。
These are the words that are spoken by Jesus personally.
好，我现在来讲天使讲今日信仰的状况。
Let me talk about the state of faith that is spoken by the angel.
好。有一位管会堂的姐妹，管理会堂的姐妹。
There was a sister who was in charge of taking care of the church.
她生病了一个星期，很累很累。
And she fell sick for 1 week, and she was very tired.
她又不敢不做教会的清洁卫生工作，她还是很尽职的做卫生工作。
But she continued to serve the church and to clean the church very diligently.
那天她实在太累了，她想回房间休息一下，躺一下，然后再起来继续工作。
And one day she was very, very tired, and she wanted to take a short break before continuing the cleaning work.
她刚刚躺下，闭上眼睛，刚刚躺下闭上眼睛，她就听到有声音说了。
And the moment she lay down and closed her eyes, she heard a voice.
有天使来看你。
An angel is here to visit.
天使有话要说。
The angel has something to say.
诶， 她听到是谁在讲话呀
？She hears the voice and she was wondering.
然后又再听到有天使来看你。
And again, she heard that an angel is here to visit you.
天使有话要说。
The angel has something to say.
这个话听了三次，一连三次这样听。
She heard this voice for about three times.
那她这时她的心就安静下来。
And now she calmed herself.
她就真的听到天使在说话。
And indeed, she was hearing the angel.
天使说什么呢
？What did the angel say?
某某教会，某某信徒。
So and so church, so and so member.
他的言语，他的行为很不好。
His or her conduct, is bad.
若不悔改，将来的绝迹会很凄凉。
If he or she does not repent, and there will be bad consequences.
注意哦
，take note.
这个信徒的言语，他讲的话。
And his speech,
还有他的行为
and also his conduct,
很不好
are very bad.
若不悔改
if he does not repent,
那意思说可以悔改了
that's to say that he has a chance to repent.
若不悔改，将来的绝迹很凄凉
if he does not repent, he will be bound to face a tragic consequence.
我刚才都讲了，主耶稣都讲了，你的言语行为，你有你的自由啊，你有你的人权啊。
As I
mentioned,
just now that you wanted freedom of speech and freedom of, to do whatever you want, you have to pay a price.
你常常这样，常常不来聚会守道理，常常不来敬拜神，你要付出代价的。
If you make it such a habit to not come to church for service and worship God,
将来的绝迹很凄凉。
You will have to pay a price that is that your consequence will be tragic.
那天使又继续说话。
And the angel continues to speak.
这时天使说的声音变得很严厉。
Now, the voice of the angel became very stern.
那个信徒，那个管理会堂的信徒听了也在害怕，在发抖。
Sister who was the person in charge, and she was already trembling.
天使说，教会不圣洁。
And the angel said, the church is not holy.
某某信徒行了得罪神的事情。
And a so-and-so member has committed something against God.
那这个姐妹正说啊，那个信徒我认识，她想要开口说话。那个信徒我认识。
And at this point, the sister wanted to open her mouth to say that I know this member.
天使马上对她说：“你不要说话。
”The angel immediately pointed to her, "Do not talk."
你只管听。
You should only listen.
唐道嘛，不要传道在里讲话，你也在台下讲话。
And the same applies to us. Do not, while the speaker is speaking, you do not talk.
我们这里没有这样发生啊。
We do not do that here.
可是别的教会会发生的，知道吗
？It might happen in other churches.
讲到人在台上讲，台下的也在讲，他也在讲，他也在讲。
When the speaker
在接待处也在讲。
When the speaker is delivering a sermon at the pulpit and people still talking.
特别接待处我们要留意哦，教会管理层要留意哦。常常我们在这里聚会，他们在外面讲话的，你知道吗
？Very often when we have a service here and people are talking and chatting outside.
有时不是那些信徒在外面的坐在外面的讲话，是那个接待员一直跟他讲啊！我的天哪、啊！
Sometimes,
你是做接待员，你要接待他进来教会敬拜神啊？怎么你在外面跟他一直讲一直讲，没停的讲，传道也在讲，你也在讲啊？那大家听你讲好了啦，好不好？
Sometimes the receptionist kindly take note that your job is to usher the members into the church or to listen to the sermon, but you are not to talk to him and chat with him all day long.
好像这个姐妹哈，这个信徒，天使在讲的时候，她也要讲。天使说：“你不要说话，你只管听。”
Just like this sister who wanted to interrupt the angel, and the angel admonished her.
那天使说：“这一些事，刚才所讲的事。”这些是神必审判。
The angel said that all of this will be judged by God.
那这些事是指什么事呢？还记得刚才我讲的见证吗
？So what are these matters? Do you remember what I said?
我还没有几个人想得起来哦。
I don't think you can remember.
刚才天使说什么
？What did the angel say?
某某信徒他讲话很不好，他的言语很不好。
Member so and so, his speech and his conduct are bad.
嘴巴肮脏，嘴巴污秽。
His lips are filthy.
某某信徒他的行为不好，行为不好。
And member so and so has very bad conduct.
还有说教会不圣洁。
And he also said that the church is not holy.
教会不是在讲某某信徒某某人哦，教会是指全体的哦。
The church means the whole congregation.
是整个教会的。
The entire church.
那很可怕的了。
That is most frightening.
还有呢
？What is next?
还有一些得罪神的事情。
There are also matters offending God.
在什么事情上你得罪神呢？
In what matters have we offended God?
这些我们都要检讨，要悔改。
We have to examine ourselves.
而且天使做结论。
And the angel concluded.
这些事神必审判。
All of these things will be brought into judgment by God.
其实这些道理不用天使来讲，我们早都圣经常常都讲了。
This kind of words, we don't need an angel to tell us. The Bible already told us that.
我们看传道书十二章。
We look at Ecclesiastes chapter 12.
你没有读过这段圣经吗？
Haven't you read this passage before?
传道书十二章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 12.
十三到十四节。
Verse 13 to verse 14.
我们讲了多少次呢？读了多少篇呢？
How many times have we read this before?
其实天使讲的也就是这一段圣经呢。
The angel had also spoken the same thing.
来，一、二、三，这些事都已经听见了。总意就是敬畏神，谨守他的诫命，这是人所当尽的本分。为什么呢？因为人所做的事，连一切隐藏的事，无论是善是恶，神都必审问。你不要以为隐藏的没有人知道，没有人看见，不说没有人知道，神知道呀。
Don't think that when you say things and do things in secret and nobody will find out, God already knows.
是善是恶，神都会审问，一定审问，一定哦。
Every good and evil thing will be brought into judgment.
这是天使的结论嘛。
That is the conclusion of the angel.
这些事神必审判。
And for all of these matters will be brought into judgment.
我们又继续来讲天使讲，天使讲今日的信仰。
Let's continue to talk about how the angel talked about the faith of our last days.
那么天使说，今天的信徒教会有三种信仰状况，三种情形。
The angel said that there are three kinds of situation pertaining to our members.
这个见证我已经在这里讲过两次了，应该是两次了。
I shared this testimony twice.
就是梦到一个信徒梦到他上了两巴士去天国的那两巴士。
The testimony regarding this church member who had dreamed about getting on a bus.
后来有魔鬼在车上。
And there were demons in the bus.
他看到车上里面有三种信徒，三种信仰的状况。
Three kinds of situation of our faith.
前面那几排的信徒是很警醒的，眼睛大大的，没有睡觉的。
The first few rows in the bus have the members sitting there were very attentive.
那中间那几排信徒是半睡半醒的，一下睡，等下又醒了，又睡，叫做半信半睡的信徒。
The first few rows were very attentive and very alert, but the second portion they are very drowsy.
后面那几排的呢是全部的信徒都是沉睡的信徒，睡觉的信徒。
And the last few pews or the few rows in the bus, they were all sleeping and slumbering.
其实这些都是我们今天在教会牧养看到的三种情形都有。
It's also the same three types of situation of our faith.
那你自己检讨一下。
In our church today,
你是属于警醒信徒，还是半睡半醒的信仰，还是完全沉睡的信仰？
Let's now examine ourselves.
就是你自己检讨吧。
Let's examine ourselves. Are you the alert and vigilant ones, or are you the half asleep and half awake, or are you the ones in full slumber?
后来天使不是带他去看地狱，后来又看天国有没有？
Didn't the angel also bring him or her to hell and to heaven?
这个信徒看到天国这么美，这么荣耀，他说他不要回来了。
And this,
所以还要回来，如果我去了我也不要回来，我真的不要回来。
This believer saw,
问题是我真的都没得去啊。
How beautiful heaven is, and he or she didn't want to leave.
那天使说不行，你一定要回去。
The angel said you must return.
而且天使对他说，你要回去传警告，因为你看过地狱，你看过天国，你要回去对教会传警告。
An angel even instructed her to return and to preach this warning to the church.
那警告什么呢？
What is there to warn about?
三件事。
Three matters.
第一，
Firstly,
现今的信徒贪爱世界。
Believers of today love the world.
天使讲的。
The angel said that.
信徒，你不要以为只有信徒没有传道长老执事哦，有长老执事传道是贪爱世界的，知道吗？
Believers don't think that the preachers and the deacons or the ministers were excluded.
因为我们也是信徒啊，信主耶稣的门徒啊。
They are also believers who believe in Jesus Christ.
你看再看启示录，他们都是我们都是一起，我们跟你一样是做弟兄、做信徒的、做圣徒的，都一样。
Revelation, you can see that we are all in the same group who are the disciples of the Lord.
第二句话，
Second,
你要叫信徒悔改。
You have to tell the believers to repent.
要信徒悔改，就等于说信徒没有悔改咯。
You need to call them to repent. That means that they have not repented.
如果有悔改，就不需要再传悔改咯。
If they have repented and you don't have to preach about repentance,
你要传回去传，要信徒悔改。
You have to preach, that they should repent.
原来就是说明今天我们的信徒没有悔改。
That goes to say that our believers today do not repent.
第三件事。
The third matter.
叫他们不可停止聚会。
To tell them not to stop, coming to church.
那就说明他们时常停止聚会咯。
That goes to say that they always, do not come for church service.
如果没有时常停止聚会，那个天使就不需要这样交代呀。
If they have been,
不需要交代你不可以停止聚会啊。
If they assemble together very often or come to church very often, the angel did not have to remind.
如果你的孩子是常常来聚会的，你何必你不会跟他讲这样讲吧？他常常都有来聚会。
If your child often comes to church for service, you don't have to tell him or her to come to church.
原来这三件事情
There are these three matters.
就是今天的信仰
Which also refer to the reality of our faith.
贪爱世界
Firstly, we love the world.
第二，不肯悔改
Secondly, we do not repent.
第三，常常停止聚会
Thirdly, we often do not come to church.
信徒要不要来聚会，不是传道的责任。听好来哦。
Take note that whether or not the believers will come to church, it is not a duty of the preacher.
而是你本身的责任，要不要敬拜神是你的责任。
It is your own duty whether or not you want to worship God.
传道只能够不断地勉励你。
All the preacher can do is to encourage you.
常常关心你。
And to show concern to you.
甚至是严厉地责备你。
To even rebuke you sternly.
这个是一个牧者应该做的对你的关心。
That is what a shepherd or a pastor should do.
但是要不要来聚会，责任是你，不是传道。
And whether or not you want to come to church for the service, it is your duty and not the duty of the preacher.
因为这个是你信仰的生命的宴席，也主耶稣在请示，在开宴席。你要不要来吃？
Because
是你要决定的。
It's but a feast or the banquet, set by the Lord Jesus, open to everyone, and you decide whether or not you want to come.
信仰生命的宴席啊。
And that's the banquet, the banquet of our faith.
耶稣请吃饭，你不来吃。
The Lord Jesus is treating you to a meal, you refuse.
耶稣办宴席，你也不来，也不给你耶稣啊。
The Lord Jesus invites you to his feast, and you do not want to give face.
耶稣讲过这些道理啊。
Jesus himself had talked about this.
那个王摆好宴席了，请大家来吃，没有人要来，没有几个人要来啊，一直很多理由拒绝，有没有？耶稣讲。王请吃呢，摆宴席吃大餐呢。
Jesus himself has spoken on this sermon that a king has invited all to attend his feast and nobody came.
所以要不要来聚会哦？你不要怪传道哦，啊，那是不是传道的责任来的？今天就把责任怪到传道身上。
And whether or not you want to come to church for the service, it is not the duty or the blame should not be on the preacher.
那是你的责任来的呀。
It is your duty.
好。我们最后来看
Lastly,
保罗要我们每一个信徒做一件事情
Paul wants every believer to do this
到底保罗要我们做什么事呢
What is this matter?
请看哥林多后书十三章
Turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 13
哥林多后书十三章
2 Corinthians chapter 13
我们读五节到六节
We read verse 5 to 6
每一个信徒都要做的事
Every believer ought to do this.
第二三，你们总要自己审查有信心没有，也要自己试验，岂不知你们若不是可弃绝的，就有耶稣基督在你们心里吗？我却盼望你们晓得，我们不是可弃绝的人。哦，要审查。自己是不是可弃绝的？那英文讲什么？冒牌，山寨。我有一些原文是说哈，如果我们不是可弃绝的，如果我们的信仰不是虚假的，不是冒牌的。
In the original text, the word disqualified means, if your faith is not, a fake.
那第六节说，我盼望。保罗说：“盼望我们大家每一个信徒都不是冒牌的，都不是虚假的信徒。”
And verse 6 also goes on to say that I trust that every one of you should not have a fake or a or a fabricated faith.
因为如果你的信仰不是真实的，是冒牌的，是虚假的，那就是可弃绝、被丢弃的人。
Because if your faith
被丢弃的人
is your, if your faith is one that is not genuine, that is a fake, then it is disqualified.
那要从哪里检查起呢？
So how should, where should you start examining?
要从我们个人的信心来检查。
We examine ourselves in our personal faith.
你今天信耶稣，越信越没有信心，还是越信越有信心？
And is your faith one that believes in Christ with becoming stronger and stronger, or becoming weaker and weaker?
你真的信神吗？
Do you really believe in God?
你真的信独一真教会吗？
Do you really believe in the one true church?
你真的相信天国将来是永远的荣耀吗？
Do you believe that the heavenly kingdom will be the eternal glory for you?
如果你说你信，为什么你今天信到这样的，好像根本不相信这样的，好像根本没有天国的？
If you claim that you believe, but why are you acting as though there's no such thing as heaven?
所行做的，好像根本将来我没有去天国的，天国跟我没关系的。为什么你今天的信仰是这样的？
Why are you showing me as though you think there's no such thing as heaven and there's no such thing as eternal life?
牧师齐辉，牧师金拜贤，牧师奉献，牧师布施，牧师秀涛林，那该都牧师哟，半年都没来教会耶。
And there's only
你的意思说根本没有天国的，是不是？而且你也相信我不会去天国的，是不是？
There's no need to come to church, no need to serve in a church, no need to offer in a church, and you are behaving as though there's no heaven.
如果是你，怎么不会来敬拜神呢？怎么不来守道理呢？
If you actually believe that, then why are you not keeping worship God?
原来你越信越没有信心了，已经不信了，是不是？
Is that your case where you are believing?
那你要自己检讨，自己反省。
But your faith has becoming so weak.
所以第五节保罗，你们总要自己审查，不要传道来骂骂骂，你们自己。
Therefore, verse 5 tells us to examine ourselves.
老师说骂也没用的啦。
That's useless to scold you.
骂有用的咩？你看你常常骂孩子，骂有用的咩？没用诶。
Is there any use of you scolding your children?
再来，不单只要审查有没有信心，还要怎么样？
Other than examine yourselves on your faith,
还要自己 test 一下。
You have to test.
自己试验有没有信心。
Test whether or not you have the faith.
还有要我怎样 test 哦？
How do you
哪里有自己试验自己的哦
？How can you test yourself？
很简单
，simple。
今天、明天啊，今天是安息日。
If today is a Sabbath day，
我们十点有聚会。
We have a 10 a.m. service。
啊，八点钟的朋友早早就 ，Hello， 阿荣啊，谁啊，什么彼得啊，什么阿飞啊，阿飞哥。今天等下去喝早茶呢，阿飞。飞哥。
8 a.m. You have a friend calling you a fight for, you want to go for morning tea?
好啊，好啊，感谢主啊，好啊，好啊，感谢主啊。
And you say, thank the Lord, yes, I want.
这个就是你的试验了，你的考验哦。
And that becomes your test.
不行哦，我等下要去教会啊，我要守安息，我要敬拜神啊。
You could have said, I'm sorry, I need to go to church.
什么敬拜神，什么耶稣啊，我们这么久没有见面了，我这么走，给一点脸我嘛。我特别打电话给你，给我脸吧。
Why you need to serve Jesus? Why you need to go to church? Give me some face.
一 test 下来，又跟他走了。不是 test 啊，根本上。
Just one simple test, you will follow him away.
每一次遇到这种考验的时候呢，都是失败的。
And every time this kind of test comes on you, you fail.
这个就是自我考、自我试验哦。哎，我来比较一下，嘿哦，拜拜，俺用的考试，拜拜，俺用的遇到这样的试验。
This is the
test. 我都没有尊重主耶稣的，我都没有尊重主。
Will you test yourself whether or not you honor God?
我都是尊重朋友啊，尊重人啊，尊重谁谁谁。
Or you honor your friends and people more than you honor God?
你不能够拒绝他的吗？
Can't you reject him?
其实，如果他听到他有道理的话，他听到你这样敬虔，这么对神这么认真，人家更尊敬你，因为人家知道你是怕神的，你是敬畏神的，你这个人一定不会乱来，因为你真的敬畏神。
Instead, if you reject your friends, and your friends will find you as such a honorable person because you honor your faith and you fear your God.
这种试验很多很多。
And there are many of such tests.
刚刚昨天才有一个信徒跟我说。
Yesterday, a member told me.
他的妹妹又遇到这样的试验。
His or her sister is facing this test.
她跌倒嘛，受伤，在家里没有上班。
She has tripped and she has fall. She has hurt herself. She is not going to work.
她的老板呢，刚刚从那个什么 Tibet， 那个什么西藏啊，买了很多的那些符啊，念过咒、开过光的那个西藏喇嘛教的那些平安的东西啊，回来派给每一个员工。
She
派给大家保平安。
他哈，他还是他妈妈，
他老板，
他老板 ，OK。Oh, her boss went to Tibet and to meet with a lot of monks who have given her, or she bought some talisman or some Buddhist things to be given to every employee.
那他没有上班啊，他脚受伤啊，他老板好心到哦，叫一个员工送到他家里去哦，你看有这么好的老板啊，这种好哦，我不要啊，老实讲。
And she is so
太好了，我都怕。
And since she is injured and she is not working, her boss was so kind to deliver that gift to her.
如果老板知道我受伤了，要用钱，要去医院看医生，那送钱来，派员工送钱来，那我就要啊。这样事情就没有了，这种就好像没有遇过了。
And if the boss was so kind to want to deliver some money to me when I was sick, then I would be okay to take it.
送那些偶像的东西，送那种试炼试探的东西就有啊。
But this boss was only giving her some idolatry things.
开始呢，这个信徒呢也很挣扎，是老板这么有心哦。
And this believer,
老板哦，我是个员工，他这样来疼我，这样关心我，这样爱我哦。怎么办？
This believer was feeling appreciative of her boss' kindness, and what should she do?
她心里很清楚。
But she knew it very clearly.
绝对不可以啊。
She must not receive this gift.
得罪老板也宁愿不要。
It would be better to offend her boss.
我不能得罪我的主。
Than to offend her God.
我给脸老板的时候，那我的主怎么办？我没有给脸我的主。
If I were to give face to my boss, I didn't give face to my God.
而且现在不是给脸的问题啊。
But now it's not just about giving face.
这是信仰的忠心忠诚的问题啊。
It is about my faithfulness to my faith.
拒绝。
She declined it.
这个就是考验哦，你们也要总要自己信。Test 一下，试验一下有没有信心哦。
And that's how we test ourselves.
哎，这样 test 出来，感谢主，我还是对主忠心的，
and,
我还是对主耶稣哦有信心的。
The outcome of a test shows that you still have faith and you are still faithful to God. We thank God.
主会开路的，主会带领的。
And the Lord will indeed open the way and lead us.
因为这样得罪老板被炒鱿鱼，我相信主耶稣会给我开路的。
Even if I would be sacked by my boss because of offended him.
所以保罗说啊，这个就是真信仰，真信主的了。
And Paul said that this is true faith.
这时候保罗要自己 test 一下，要自己审查一下呀。
Therefore, Paul asks us to test our own faith.
那今天有没有这样审查呢？
But do we test ourselves?
遇到考验有没有这样考虑到主耶稣呢？
When we face these trials, do we consider Jesus?
考虑都没有考虑，最多说：“哎呦，我软弱咯，哎呦，我不知道咯。”常常就是这样，这样的糊弄主，敷衍主，敷衍自己。
And instead, you have
不知道啊，我忘记了。
You have absolutely no consideration for Jesus, and all you say is that I didn't know.
不是你忘记，是你的信仰越信越不信，越信越没有信心，越信越没有信仰的行为。
It is not that you have forgotten or you did not know. It's just that your faith is one that is not believing enough, and you are losing your faith.
看到吗？今日的信仰，信仰的挑战。
And that is the challenges to our faith today.
一开始传道就讲出主耶稣讲的末日时段的十种信仰的危机。
I started with the 10 crises that Jesus talked about regarding the faith in the last days.
同心默祷。
Say a silent prayer.